It was announced, I think, recently that Tyler Perry's Lionsgate deal was not going to be renewed.
That was surprising to me because I thought he was making a lot of money from Lionsgate, man. A lot of money. But, you know, I don't, I've been so off Tyler Perry movies, I don't watch Tyler Perry. I mean, it's like my that my Dia shit been jumped the shark. Like, it's going to be a, it's only a matter of time for it's going to be like my Dia goes to Mars, you know, my Dia goes to Uganda. Like, it's just going to be a my Dia goes to all kind of dumb shit for no reason whatsoever. My Dia goes to the bottom of the ocean to discover Atlantis. Like, I it's just going to be a bunch of dumb ass shit. And, like, to me, they been jumped the shark. Like, I've been off Tyler Perry movies. I always end up getting pissed off at Tyler Perry movies. Temptations. That shit with a girl was cheating on Lance Gross, and then she ended up getting beat up by the dude and ended up catching AIDS and all that shit. And you know, he had a hand in that For Colored Girl shit. That shit was an African American horror movie, man. Temptations was an African American horror movie. For Colored Girls was an African American horror movie. I think he had something to do with Precious. That was an African American horror movie. I don't know, man. It's just like Tyler Perry. He paints a very negative portrayal of black men. We ain't that bad. Like, Jesus Christ. Like, Tyler Perry makes us seem like we ain't shit. And it'd be the well-off brothers. It'd be the brothers that be doing something. The brothers be having careers. Like, in one movie, the guy was a lawyer. He ended up leaving his wife for another woman. That's the guy that got paralyzed. I think that was Diary of a Mad Black Woman.